The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning, this is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Your talk radio. It's Wednesday morning, November 23rd. It's not Carl and Linda. It's Trish Clark and Baron Browning. Good morning, Baron.
Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. Baron is going to be my co-host this morning. We're going to talk about Thanksgiving, and I want to give you a heads up. It's a completely open line. We have no set topics or anything. We don't have any other guests coming in. And we're going to talk about Thanksgiving. So I want you to get ready. We'd love to have some public, audience participation. So be thinking about what you're thankful for and call us. We have tons of things to be thankful for. And this is the holiday season. I'm trying to get everybody started in a positive, upbeat, there's so much to be thankful for in this great country that we live in, and the communities we live in, everything we have. So start thinking about that, because we're going to want you to call in and talk to us and tell us what you're thankful for about this wonderful place that we're fortunate at to live. It's 48 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 70 degrees, a low of 49 tonight. On Thanksgiving Day, sunny and a high of 73, low of 44, increasing clouds. On Friday, mostly sunny, a high of 68 and a low of 44. On Saturday, a slight chance of showers, a high of 69 and a low of 41. On Sunday, mostly sunny and cloudy with a low around 39. Can't have any rain on Sunday between about 3 and 8. Can't have.
That's correct.
Can't have. It's not okay. So we're not doing that. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. And that's a reminder. Jeff Keiser and I talked yesterday about the wonderful happenings in Anderson this weekend. We officially kick off the holiday season always the Sunday after Thanksgiving. And so we have a huge event planned. You need to just be there and be ready for a great parade and Santa and the Christmas tree lighting and arts and crafts, and the kids get to decorate cookies that are donated by Gaia Hotel. And so those activities start at 4 o'clock, but the lighted Christmas parade, which Baron and I will be introducing that evening at 5 o'clock, and it's just, you just got to be there.
Together again.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You just got to be there. I mean, you really do, because it was so great last year. We started the whole Grinch thing, and I understand bigger and better. So be standing by. Remember Sunday there. So
and always snow.
Right? And always snow.
Yeah, if you want to have snow, the Sunday after Thanksgiving, come on down.
There you go. So we're going to have it all down there. So, Baron, welcome.
Well, thank you.
We're going to just talk about Thanksgiving and the holidays. You know, we get a lot of negative going on in the world. If you listen to the news, this or that or the other, but last week somebody called and said, but let's remember, what was the mood of the first Thanksgiving? What were they talking about then? They were talking about how grateful and thankful they were to be in this new world, freedom of religion, the ability to plot their own life, make their own way forward, start a new life, if you will, and be what you want to. We have that every day.
Absolutely, we do. Yeah. If you think about the Thanksgiving time and Christmas time and all those things, we've made it into this, we got to have a present, we got to give, you know. But it really is just about, you know, enjoying our family and our friends. And I had the great opportunity this last week to go to a Friendsgiving, where you're just with all of your friends and enjoying life and being thankful for all the great things that we have, as, you know, citizens of the United States. and all the great things that we get to enjoy with our family day in, day out. And I know you guys talked about this yesterday, but we live in such a great place. And I've said this over and over again, that we're just a couple hours from the coast. We're a couple hours from, you know, Nevada, and we're right near the mountains and the lakes and the rivers. And, you know, we have so much to be grateful for. That if we just got out of our own way for a little while and stopped thinking about all the negative, the stock market, and all the things that are going on and politics, if we just stop thinking that for a little bit and enjoy our family and friends, we would be a lot more at peace.
Oh, we absolutely would. And if you know, you can do a day of it. If you just get up in the morning and make up your mind, okay, today's going to be a good day, and I'm going to only concentrate on those things that are good and positive. That mindset will guide you through the day. Instead of snarling at somebody, smile at them just to see their reaction. It's amazing. Go through a store and smile at everybody you see and say good morning. You catch them off guard. You bring them out of their whatever there, and you can see them react. Makes a big difference. So it's how you approach and what you choose to make the day.
The simple thing when you're checking out the store, just tell the clerk and the person bagging your stuff, Happy Thanksgiving. You know, make their day too, you know. A lot of them have to work on Thanksgiving, especially in some of our stores around here. And give them something to be, you know, enjoy with you that moment's coming on. Because they'll get off work and go enjoy their families too. But it's pretty interesting. My wife and I were talking yesterday and again this morning about how much we look forward to Thanksgiving morning and getting up and preparing the bird and the stuffing and the green bean casserole. You know, it's, you think about all those iconic things that we have now, and those are, you know, your three big ones, right?
Yeah.
But just that time that we have together, my wife and I and our daughter, of just cooking and enjoying each other, and it's really, that's what it's about.
Well, it absolutely is, and I will tell you that you know, you have that, and we accept it. We think it's part of a way of life. And then as you age and as things change, a lot of us now don't have that opportunity, you know. And I'm not complaining, but I miss those things.
Right.
I miss that. I remember, because my husband and I, Bob, we love to cook together. I mean, we did the whole kabang. I mean, you know, the old family dressing with the grinder and the whole thing. And it was an all-day event.
Yes.
We made homemade raviolis together. We did, I mean, all kinds of those cooking projects. Treasure those, because they're memories you're making, things you'll enjoy the rest of your life, and you're not always going to have them.
Right.
You're not always going to be able to do that. So, I mean, it's something to be so thankful for. But then after your life changes, you go to other things, and you're thankful for those memories.
That's right.
And so that's also something to be thankful for.
Well, it's also a time to reflect about your past year and those vacations you took and, you know, those enjoyable moments that you had all year, and be grateful for those things too.
Yeah, I'm not reflecting on my most recent vacation. Thank you very much. That's not part of that thankful thing. I guess I should be thankful that I got
You're
home
here,
alive.
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
I got home alive and unscathed, but that wasn't an exceptionally great, not a great memory. Wow. I said, you know, I've been so lucky with the traveling that I have done. And I've done a lot of it over the last 16 years. I was just blessed to be able to travel in the motorhome and see this great United States and all of California, I will tell you. And just a whole bunch of traveling. And I've had really, really good traveling up until this time. So I was due. And that's just, I'm thankful that only happened one trip instead of all the others. So.
Well, you know, we were talking about this too. I'm grateful. We get to take our first vacation in 5 years for a whole week. I mean, we've taken one or two here and there, but we're taking that the Monday after Thanksgiving, and we're heading to Las Vegas for NFR for a week, and just going to enjoy life.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. Yeah, super fun.
Yeah, exactly. My grandson right now is in Fort Worth, the horse rider, the cattle cutter.
Oh, yeah.
And he has a colt there now. Showing in the fraternity. Didn't show really well in the open, but Gavin will be showing him in the pro-am and in the amateur this next couple of weeks. So we've got a lot of that fun going on, and looking forward to seeing how he does with his new colt, Gator. So that's
awesome.
It is fun. And so something else to be thankful for, the the fun stuff that our kids are involved in.
You enjoy your grandkids.
Absolutely. Yeah. In fact, just recently I was able to join my son and my grandson, the other Logan, the oldest one. They were in a pheasant hunt down at the Williams Fire Department. They have an annual pheasant hunt, and they invited me to join them that day for lunch. So that was a great day. I told Rick last night, I most often have been presented with pheasants that are at least field dressed. Unfortunately, the presentation that I got with, I mean, he had some in the food, you know, frozen that he brought because I love pheasant and I don't get to go with them anymore when they're hunting. But the three birds that I brought home on Wednesday, I told him last night, I'd probably not hoping for any more in that condition. I think I always got them field dressed. I didn't have to do the whole thing before in the kitchen sink. So,
work. Yeah.
Yeah, but they ate. They're worth the effort. But,
absolutely.
Above and beyond. Hopefully next time I'll get them in that condition. This portion of the show has been brought to you by B&T Satellite, Redding's dish premier local retailer, providing our area with the best value, service, and technology in TV for over 30 years. With Dish, you get TVs only 2-year price guarantee. Call 241-3474 to see why Dish is America's simple, reliable home entertainment solution. Requires credit qualifications, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Other restrictions apply. We'll be right back after these messages.
Years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
It's fall, y'all, and Black Bear Diner wants to make sure you lean into pumpkin spice season. Sip on a pumpkin cold brew made with our deliciously smooth and full-bodied coffee blend to spice up an afternoon, or top off your next dinner with a slice of creamy pumpkin cheesecake. Start your day with pumpkin as well. Ask for pumpkin spice in your ever-popular sweet cream pancakes. We'll drizzle on some pumpkin spice sauce, add a dollop of whipped cream, and call it breakfast. Visit Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Please give us a call at 605-4567. We'd love to have you call in and let us know what you're thankful for. So many things to be thankful for with all of the great place that we live and just our life in general. And we sometimes can bog down on the this is wrong and this is wrong, but there's so much that's right. So please give us a call at 605-4567. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. It's a community dedicated team of professionals committed to provide the highest level of personal service. Cornerstone has 4 branches serving Shasta and Tehama counties, Riverside Way in Red Bluff, California Street and Cypress Street, and Hartnell in Redding and Ventura Street in Anderson. They're here. You can also visit online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank invites you to experience how we're moving local dreams forward. So we love having Cornerstone in Anderson. That's a great thing. So anyway, so something else. What are you thankful for, Baron, today?
I'm thankful for a lot of stuff, but I'll tell you some things that are coming up in Anderson that I'm super grateful for that the council has done over the last few years, and then also Anderson Community Economic Development. So coming up starting December 2nd is the skating rink will be back, the ice skating rink will be back. So you can bring your friends and family and enjoy the ice skating rink. It's $5, and you get an hour to enjoy the skating rink. And again, that starts December 2nd and runs through Christmas.
Yeah, and they've got the fire pits, so if you just want to go down and enjoy, and I think they have a food truck there so you can get hot chocolate and what have you. If you just want to go down and watch the kids, it's really the kids or the people. I mean, I'm not going to do it. I find that it seems like it's further down than it used to be. It's harder to get up, and things don't heal like they used to.
That is very true.
I've become a spectator in a lot of things I used to love to do.
And then Anderson Community Economic Development, for the first time ever, we're going to have Light Up Anderson. So there'll be prizes. So if you you can go on our Anderson Community Economic Development Facebook page and register your home or business in the city of Anderson. And there'll be judging that goes on. And there's some very nice prizes for those winners. We've never done this before. Something just to get the community and the businesses involved with decorating our city after Christmas in Anderson goes on, and really another fun way just to be part of the community.
Oh, and you know, I do so love driving around, and I did it again. You know, you can book a service actually where you can go and take a limousine ride around and see all of the decorated houses. Unfortunately, I think you have to do that way in advance, and I'm probably like way behind the curve again. Okay, so we have a caller on the line. Let's go to the phones. Good morning, Donna.
Good morning. Good morning. And, you know, when you're thinking of all the things that we are so thankful for, I just think about the heritage that we have in this country. I just think it's great to read that Mayflower Compact and to share that history with our family, because it's only 2 paragraphs long. And they were still loyal to England when the Pilgrims came to this country. And the beginning of the second paragraph is so important, to read that little bit of information that says that they came for the glory of God and to advance the Christian faith. And I think our history is so beautiful. It was a winter time when they arrived, and then a year later they celebrate the first Thanksgiving, and that tradition has gone on for over 200 years. And it's just so beautiful to see what a rough winter they had. Half of them died the first winter. And yet they were thankful, and they, when the Mayflower headed back to England, they were not ready to go back. They were the new settlers in this part of the world, and they were, it's just a beautiful story of just how this country started, and that little short document should be read and remembered each year. So we really, when we think about all the comforts that we have in this country, and just you know, we can buy anything in the stores, and we really, you know, are fortunate, and we are, and it's just so important that we do remember and keep counting our blessings, because it is the way to just be happy and just to and share that with others.
Thanks, Donna.
So I appreciate your program today, and I know there's going to be others that can start remembering and thinking, too, of all of those many blessings.
Thanks so much for calling in, Donna.
Donna.
We're thankful for you.
Absolutely.
Because we know you're out there listening. Thanks so much. You know, I do want to comment about Donna, and I'm not going to try to name all of the ladies that were a part, and gentlemen, who were a part of a group we used to refer to as the Patriots. And they would come into the boardroom on certain days when I was on the Board of Supervisors. They always came in on Constitution Day, and they came in on around Thanksgiving, and they always reminded us of our start, when the Constitution was formed, and the amendments that were added. And they used to have a day over in Cottonwood called Constitution Day, and we would all, there would be speeches, and there would be all kinds of things about our Constitution and our founding, and all of the principles that this country was founded on. And I miss them. I was thankful for them. Now, a lot of them are gone now. Donna was a part of that group, and there were many of them, but they brought something to this county that I would love to see brought back.
Which is why we're different than the rest of California.
There you go.
Exactly those reasons.
Exactly. Because they really reminded us of the fact that we have a history, and we need to refer back to it. We need to refer back to that document that we started with, and that if we'll just look at that simple, gosh, you know, it's a little teeny book. I carry it in my purse with me all the time. It's very simple, and it has some real just basic things. If we'd go back to that, we'd be a lot better off.
Absolutely.
And certainly something to be thankful for. So you come on, you guys. You can get out there. The phone number is 605-4567. So much to be thankful for in this community. I mean, look at the fact that you can actually come here. You can start a business. Let's talk about that. You can start a business all by yourself. You don't need a conglomerate behind you. You don't need a corporate structure. You can start a business doing anything you want to be. You're a perfect example. You have two businesses that you run.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
So, Spherion Staffing, we're an employment agency, and we were in Reading originally, and then I was fortunate enough a few years ago to be able to move my office to Anderson, which I just thoroughly enjoy. I'm on East Center Street, so I get to see 273, and just the amount of people and walk-ins that come in just to chat, you know, about the city and about business. And, you know, we're pretty blessed because, you know, and I don't think enough people take advantage of it, but we have small business loans that every city is available, and the county has availability to those too, where you can come in and chat and talk about getting a small business loan, and we'll refer you to the right people to do those things. But we're blessed to be able to do those things in this area, meaning Shasta County, Anderson, Cottonwood, Shingletown, Reading, you know, Shasta Lake City. There's a lot of available spaces for those things to get started for us entrepreneurs that want to get out and do that. So I would encourage all of you, you know, to, if you're thinking about going down that road, really make that New Year's resolution to move forward to at least research it. and well, understand that that's something that you want to move forward with.
As the markets change and different things change in society, and some of the jobs that historically have been around in the timber industry and in the agricultural industry and those things, well, we need to continue to fight always to make sure that our water and all those things are restored and be thankful for the time that we've had them. But thankful for the people that are geared to in place to try to make that come back again. But also, while that's happening, if you've got an idea about a something that you could make a job out of, and it's amazing how easy it really is. I mean, I had a business that I started. It was successful for 10 years. I operated out of my home, and it really started out of I needed to go back. I had been a paralegal in the Bay Area many years before and had not worked for about 7 years. A little longer than that, actually, probably about 10 years, and realized that I was ready to do something again, and decided to go back to work as a paralegal. Well, the difference in the market between the Bay Area where I had worked and up here in Shasta County even 10 years later was like, I mean, my husband and I talked about it, and he said, well, if you really want to go back to work, but think about the gas and the clothes and the nylons and the daycare and... You know, you're not really going to be gaining anything here because they're not going to pay you enough to make the difference for what you're doing. So I ended up starting a metal detector business. A lot of people in Shasta County still remember me as the detector lady. I run into them every once in a while. And it was a great business. I sold metal detectors and small mining equipment, dredges, gold pans, did shows all over and every place, and had a business in my home. Had an FFL license and sold guns and ammunition and what have you. And gosh, I made a good profit out of it. Well, I had a lot of write-offs on insurance, and it was a very profitable business for us for about 10 years.
Right.
Really enjoyed it. And so, yeah, it was just fun and for sure.
Well, you bring up some really good points. We have a lot of, especially our younger generation that's starting their family, and they're like, well, by the time I go to work and then pay daycare, as you brought up, right, we're net zero. And so we have a lot of businesses on East Center Street, two or three that I can think of right off the top of my head, where they've got their kids there, you know, working, you know, after school, they're there, you know, and so it is
and they're
feasible.
Over 16 years old and
exactly.
And we're going to take a break, and then we'll be right back after this message.
Shasta College is now offering 2 years of free tuition for full-time students. Spring semester begins January 17th. Advance your career, learn a new skill, or get transfer ready. 8-week online or in-person classes available. Enroll at shastacollege.edu.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play a part.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street Blade and Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Shasta College is now offering 2 years of free tuition for full-time students. Spring semester begins January 17th. Advance your career, learn a new skill, or get transfer ready. 8-week online or in-person classes available. Enroll at shastacollege.edu.
Just take those old records off the shelf. I've been listening to them by myself. Today's music ain't got the same soul. I like that old time of rock and roll.
And there's something I can be thankful for. Liam in there and his great music that he comes through on. Thank you, Liam, and I didn't introduce you this morning. You in there keeping me straight and keeping me honest here.
Always.
Always. Appreciate you so much.
Yeah.
This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's Wednesday morning, November 23rd. We're having a What Are You Thankful For Day on KCNR. It's Trish Clark and Baron Browning, my co-host this morning. Linda and Carl are off visiting family and enjoying the Thanksgiving holiday. And we just had a stranger walk in here and we're going to tell us what he's thankful for. Good morning, Kevin.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. And you?
It's doing really well. It was as I was driving down Eureka Way, you were talking about the metal detector business. And, of course, I lived across the street from you.
Yes.
When I was in grade school. So I remember that. Could never afford one, but it was always a good thing to keep raking those leaves out in front so I could finally get one. So it brings back a lot of memories, and that's
she not, thanks you for that extra.
Yeah, I'm thankful for that.
But for me, what I'm really thankful for, especially this time of year, like the turkey trot, like institutional type things we have in Shasta County that bring people back that I haven't, you know, inevitably I'll see somebody that I probably haven't seen since junior high, since the late '80s, and I love. The history we have in Shasta County and the people that still call this home, or some of their family still calls it home. And I love the small town feel. So I'm really thankful for Shasta County and all the leaders that have stewarded, like Barron, like my hometown of Anderson. I love Anderson, and I'm just so thankful for the people that keep us safe and the people that keep our way of life the way it is here in Shasta County. I'm really thankful for that.
Thanks, guys. Yeah. You point out great things, because we just forget about the history and the great things that are implanted in this community, that there are still people here that they're not going to give up on them.
Yeah, no, Shasta County is a great place to call home. So I'm thankful just to live in such a great place. And no matter what happens in the rest of the world, Shasta County is always going to be home. So
I
appreciate you guys doing this topic today. I'm going to keep listening. And you guys have a great Thanksgiving, and loosen the belt and enjoy the day.
There you go.
Happy Thanksgiving, Kevin.
Thank you both.
Happy Thanksgiving. Yeah. So, good point.
Aaron. Absolutely. You know, you think about the history, you know, obviously we're from Anderson, but the history of Anderson and the mills and, you know, the blue-collar jobs and that were out there back then, and the labor that went on with those jobs. And then the end of that era in the 80s and really the transformation that's gone on. And the amount of gratitude that you see today, in our communities beyond that moment,
right?
Looking forward and forward thinking and all the great things that we're going to have today.
There you go. All right, we have a call. Dolores, good morning.
Good morning. I just want to say what I'm thankful for.
Please.
I'm going to share this with everybody. I'm very thankful for Ms. Cheryl Cleffer, who ran for Gateway Unified School Board, and I'm grateful because she's been a great, wonderful friend for years to me. And who, you know, all these years she's been there through a lot that I've gone through, and she's the only one that I could say that she's a true friend, that she's always been there for me. So I'm very grateful to her. So, but I also want to say congratulations to her. She won the race in the Board of Trustees, and I'm very grateful that she got elected and she won that race. So I'm looking forward for her to be on that Board of Trustees for the Gateway.
Thanks, Dolores. I appreciate that. And Cheryl's a friend of mine as well. She's a lovely lady and has such high principles. And, I count Cheryl as a friend as well. And that we're lucky in Shasta County because we have so many of these really, really true people who believe in what they believe and are willing to stand up and fight for it.
Happy Thanksgiving, Dolores.
Happy Thanksgiving, Dolores.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, now come on, the rest of you out there, let's get these phones going. Give me a call at 605-4567. There's so much to be thankful for.
Yeah. You think about the history of even the council and all the great people, including yourself, that came through the city of Anderson, to start those changes, that was needed in that time, and the direction that our communities have gone in, thanks to those leaders. You don't have to agree with all of them, that's for sure. But, think about where we are today and how, again, all the great things that we get to do day in and day out within our community. We talked about earlier, you know, all the shoppings here and all the things that we get to do. And, I think, you know, a lot of times we take all of those things for granted, in our lives, that they're here, but, we live in a beautiful place that we get to call home, and yeah, it's just amazing how grateful we can be if we just sit back and just take a few moments to think about it.
Oh, I can get very mellow when I think of, you know, gosh, when Bob and I moved here in 1977, and I have people like Kevin popping in that you know, as a kid living in the neighborhood next to me, and he remembers that my business there, and you know, the kids come and go in the community, and it's always so humbling to me when they come by or they again greet me and we run into each other again, and they remind me of things that I haven't thought about in years, but that they remember as they were growing up. I now have a young man living across, well, not young man, but he was a few years older than my son. He lived with his mother across the street. And Georgia, his mother, was a good friend, and she passed away within the last couple of years. And Mike and his wife have now moved back. We've become friends as peers now. I mean, I love it because he does things for me from time to time that are a little beyond my ability with weight wise and what have you, lifting things. And so it's kind of nice to have somebody in the neighborhood that I can actually have, hey, Mike, can you give me a hand? But anyway, memories. He remembers so many things that I've forgotten about when they were growing up, and the skateboarding and my nephew, and he remembers that part of living there because he was a kid living across the street about my son's age. So I'm so grateful for that heritage, that place in the community that I have, that I am. I'm very blessed.
Absolutely.
You know, I don't know why anybody's not feeling. We all need to just be thankful for the things we have and really concentrate on your life and what you do have instead of concentrating on the things you don't have or wish you had.
Absolutely. I think that we just not looking at it correctly. And I'm a prime example of that. When we first moved here, I believe God, when one door closes, another one opens, you know. And when we first moved here, I remember coming up ahead of my wife and waiting, you know, getting we rented an apartment while our house was being built and getting the keys, and my wife was there, and they were bringing all the furniture and everything up the next day. And the next morning, I got up and I had a conference call. I went to the conference call, you know. It was at Burger King there in Anderson, and I left my keys on the front counter. Well, after the conference call was done, I realized I didn't have my keys. I go up front, and, you know, it's like 1:15 that day in the middle of summer. And the keys are gone. I asked if they had them. They said no, and now I'm freaking out because my keys are stolen, so I have to walk back to where, you know, our new apartment was to figure everything out. And I'm walking in this heat, and I called my wife, and I go, you moved me to hell. And I reflect back on that comment, right,
yeah,
of what my life is today and how grateful I am, and not, you know, looking back how judgmental I was in one moment for my own mistake. And blaming somebody else, and now look at the doors that have been opened, and the friends that we've made as a family, and all the things that I'm now grateful for. And looking back and saying to myself, no more will you be judgmental right off the bat.
Yeah.
In this situation, because we do live in an amazing, amazing place.
This portion of the show has been brought to us by Crackmaster. Knows the ins and outs of proper windshield repair. He has been repairing windshields for years, and is Bureau of Automatic Repair approved. Jeff at Crackmaster is truly from the old school. Each and every repair is a sign of his quality workmanship. Unlike doctors who practice, there is no practicing with Crackmaster. Crackmaster repairs are a certainty, so you will know it will be a job well done. You will never be disappointed. Crackmaster at 3208 South Market, or call 241-8373 for an appointment today. We'll be right back after these messages.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals, and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. starting in September. We'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Heavenly Donuts.
Wind River Resort and Casino is thankful for all our guests and would like you to come down and play our Thankful Tuesday's $68,000 Swipe to Win promotion. Swipe daily to win free slot play and prizes. Earn four times the entries on Sundays and Mondays. Weekly drawings Tuesdays in October and November from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Drawings every half hour. Winners will pick three game pieces off the game board for free slot play. And the highest winner every half hour will win $1,000 cash. All the details are at WinRiver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hello friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Padron 1926 Series Number 9. 5 1/4 inches by 56 ring gauge, this is, I will admit, a personal favorite. A Nicaraguan puro, richer, rounder, and more complex experience with flavors of coffee, nuts, and a hint of black cherry. Perfectly balanced with a finish that lasts for days. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith who critical competence and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Reading Garden of Lights. Taking place November 18th through January 8th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Reading, California. Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Reading Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay, presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Very nice. And this is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Please give us a call at 605-4567 and tell us what you're thankful about. This tomorrow's Thanksgiving Day. We're all going to be gathering together. Hopefully you'll start your round table when you start your meal tomorrow by asking and going around the table and asking everybody, what are you thankful for? Because there's so much to be thankful for in this world we're privileged to live in. This is Trish Clark. It's Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving. My co-host this morning is Baron Browning. We got no agenda. We're just talking about what we're thankful about, and we'd love to have you join us. Give us a call. Liam,
good
what
morning.
Are you thankful for?
I think above all else, I am most thankful for the opportunities that I have been getting as of late. Just like life forming, I guess. I mean, like, I'm 19, right? So I don't know what I'm doing. But I kind of have a little bit of a direction. So I'm thankful for the people giving me the opportunities and, like, the opportunities themselves, I guess.
Yeah. And you know, Liam, you're such a great example of, you give us hope, because sometimes we have a tendency, the older generation always looks at the younger generation mm-hmm. like there's absolutely no hope for them.
Well, that's been going on forever, though.
That's what I'm saying. That's absolutely, I can remember, gosh, you know, flashback of things that you remember. I remember the first time, as an example, it just popped into my mind. Younger generation, my sister was very taken with Elvis Presley. I mean, just to the point of the whole swoon.
Old Elvis?
Absolutely. Well, the first time that he came on TV, the Ed Sullivan Show. Okay, and we had not had a TV very long, and so it was, you know, this is special. Well, the Ed Sullivan Show starts, the Elvis comes on, my sister proceeds to just go into the whole dramatic swoon on the floor and the whole thing. My father said, oh my God, turn the TV off, said, go to your room. I'll never forget that. And I'm sitting there going, well, I'm not swooning it. I'd like to watch that. Anyway, we didn't think that we'd survive any of those things. But you're a perfect example of great hope for this younger generation, because
you
are. You're older than your years. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Well, Liam, back in our day, our parents mm-hmm. would say, when we would complain, we had to walk to school uphill both ways, no shoes.
Yeah, exactly.
What?
I've heard that plenty of times.
Well, I will say, well, I was born in Twin Falls, Idaho, and it was a mile and a half from where I lived to where the school, the Catholic school that I went to, and we couldn't ride the bus because we were just inside. Well, first off, we were going to a private school, so we couldn't ride the bus, and it was a long mm-hmm. way, and it did snow.
Oh yeah,
and we did walk through the one. This time of year, I can remember the President Streets had all the beautiful trees, and I mean, we're talking up to your knees in leaves most days, all the way back and forth, and then snow. But we survived.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but
now we don't let kids walk to school.
No.
Very rarely.
No, no. Well, and but times have changed, and we have bus systems and ways to get kids to school and. And well, I guess we're fortunate that we have those things. Yeah. We're also fortunate, I just a thought, we were talking earlier, we're fortunate that Costco opened up a new store because obviously our gas prices have dropped considerably.
It's so amazing.
Isn't that amazing how
50 cents overnight.
Yeah. Isn't that just crazy? I just love it that it's, well, we're lucky that Costco decided to move.
That's right. Thankful for Costco because gas prices are 50 cents cheaper.
I filled my car up for 73. I paid 75 in cash. I thought that was going to get me like 3/4 of a tank. I didn't even check the prices. I don't check the prices anymore. It only cost me 73. I saved like a dollar.
You got $2 back.
Right? Exactly. Yeah. No, it was awesome.
Yeah.
Now you can almost go to Starbucks.
Right? I'm getting there.
I unfortunately wasn't paying attention and darn it, filled my tank yesterday down at Safeway and I paid $3.99 a gallon, but that's because I use premium. But
$4.99 a gallon.
$4.99 a gallon. Yeah, I paid $4.99 a gallon, and I could have gone to Costco and saved 50 cents.
That's right. Yeah, I'm hitting it on the way out of here. I got 3/4 of a tank, so I'll be glad to save that 50 cents.
Well, I'll tell you what. If yesterday it was in Reading, and I'm thankful for more turnoffs is what I meant, because I was talking to my son as I was leaving, and I had gone out to above the Elks Lodge up in there to do something. I was talking to my son, telling him what I'd found out up there, and I was going to get off on Cypress to go down on and get something at the Good Water store. And got, you know, talking as you do, and I went past my turnoff on Cypress and got to the next turnoff and said, yeah, forget that. Did you see the line?
I was there. I was there at for the ribbon cutting at 7:20 or so. And I mean, you got to be thankful for all those dedicated people that stayed there overnight to be the first one in the store. I mean, they got there at 4:30 the night before.
Wow. And it's just a Costco. Yeah. It's the same Costco that was down the street open yesterday. They don't have any particular big sales going on. Promotions.
I guess there was a few things, is what I'm told. We waited until the, you know, 300 or 500 people, or how many people were waiting in line forever, to get around. It actually moved fairly quickly. So about eight ten, I was able to go in the store with all those people, and a few of us walked through. And it is a beautiful store. I mean, it's a Costco, of course, but it's 25% bigger. There's, you know, definitely a lot more items to choose from now. Because of the size of the store. So, yeah, I'm looking, you know, and I've said this all along. It's that much closer to Henderson. So
oh, for sure.
I'm grateful now that it's, you know, 7 miles away.
I'm awfully glad. I'm thankful that they didn't move it up on Oasis. It would have been better if it had been
Riverside.
In Henderson. In Riverside, yeah. having said that, it isn't, and so we're thankful that it's closer than it was.
But, you know, you got to be grateful because now, you know, you got Anderson, Cottonwood, Red Bluff. All of those people now have a very short drive to our location because the next Costco is Chico. So, you know, the circumference got a lot bigger, actually, by moving it to where they did. Not that, you know, Riverside wouldn't be great, too, but again, it is now much centrally located.
Oh yeah, it is. So
for the surrounding area,
it will. It'll bring in those south communities better, like I think you said. So
and good for Reading. You know, they have a new council coming on, and so it'll be fun to watch them and the direction they go. They've done a good job in the last year about public safety and bringing on more law enforcement here in Reading. Really, you know, going after some serious issues. I don't know if you saw it, but they nabbed a couple, I believe, yesterday or the night before down by the rodeo grounds that had drugs and weapons that were not supposed to be there and not supposed to have those items. So, again, thank you, the city of Reading, and thank you, RPD, for stepping up and making public safety your number one priority. We appreciate you.
Yeah, it is, because that really is, you know, we said, it doesn't matter what else a community has if it's not safe to live there. Right. So we're always thankful when public safety becomes the number one priority in a community, because then everything else flows. If you're safe, then you can go to the library and you can have businesses and you can do these things and all of the other things that go with a community life. But if it's not safe to be there.
Right. And I challenge all of you, you know, we were out last night at dinner and I ran into an RPD officer that we know, and just that thank you, you know, thank you for what you do. Thank you for stepping up. You know, thank you for being a part of the solution. You know, those things are important. And this is a time to do that. Be thankful for all those things.
This time of year, our first responders are hard pressed. There's a lot, cold and the different things that go on over the holidays. When you run into any of those first responders, whether it be the fire, the police, your military,
yes,
all of these people, you know, you can make a person's day by just saying thank you.
And they don't get those days off.
No.
Most of them don't. Working
on Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's, and so be thankful.
Yes. All right, we're going to be right back after these messages. Please plan on joining us in the second hour and calling in and telling us what you're thankful for. 605-4567.
I've got plenty to be thankful for. I haven't got a great big yacht to sail from shore to shore. Still, I've got plenty to be thankful for.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Another mass shooting in America, this one last night at a Walmart in Virginia, where seven people, including the shooter, are dead.
Police say the shooter went into the Walmart in Chesapeake, Virginia, around 10 p.m. and opened fire. Officer Leo Kaczynski says they're investigating that person's connection with the store.
We're looking into the relationships and all that.
He says when police went into Walmart, they found the shooter dead along with the victims and the injured.
It's sad. You know, we're a couple days before the Thanksgiving holiday. I mean, anytime it's a sad, I mean, it's just a bad time all around.
That audio courtesy WVEC. There have been 40 mass killings in the U.S. so far this year, according to a database by the AP, USA Today, and Northeastern University. I'm Julie Walker.
Meanwhile, a person arrested in the Colorado nightclub shooting does not want to be referred to as a man.
The alleged shooter facing possible hate crime charges in the fatal shooting of five people at a Colorado Springs homosexual nightclub says he is non-binary. This according to the suspect's defense team and court filings. And several standard motions filed on behalf of Anderson Lee Aldrich Tuesday. Public defenders refer to the suspect as M.X. Aldrich, noting in footnotes that the 22-year-old is non-binary and uses they-them pronouns. Officials have not answered questions about any evidence suggesting the shooting was a hate crime. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
The Thanksgiving travel rush is back this year. People catching planes in numbers not seen in years. AAA spokesman Andrew Gross says a lot of people will be hitting the highways as well.
The vast majority, about 49 million, are going to go by car. And that's not atypical. It's sort of in the nature of the holiday, it's very family-oriented. It's a five-day travel period. So for a lot of folks, it's just easier to get in the car and go.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Charlie Dombeck here from Key City Capital. As a practicing CPA for nearly 30 years, I have found that 80% of your ability to grow your wealth is dependent upon two factors, taxes and investment performance. At Key City Capital, we improve investment performance by diversifying capital into off-market investment opportunities in passive rental real estate and alternatives like asset-backed lending. We recover dollars that clients unnecessarily pay in the form of income taxes, creating a lifetime annuity of savings. We are a sponsor of passive, affordable single and multifamily residential rental investments, which are located in Sunbelt landlord-friendly states. These investments are the top choices in a rising interest rate and inflationary environment. They represent a store of value, protecting your capital from market volatility. Learn how we at Key City Capital can help you ultimately grow your wealth rapidly. Connect with me at keycitycapital.com or give me a call at 817-912-1569.
The Supreme Court on Tuesday cleared the way for the handover of former President Trump's tax returns to a congressional committee after a three-year legal battle. Meanwhile, a federal court seems skeptical of claims by former President Trump in a Mar-a-Lago case.
A federal appeals court appears deeply skeptical that former President Donald Trump was entitled to a review by an independent arbiter of documents seized in an FBI search of his Florida estate. The three-judge panel of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the 11th Circuit, including two Trump appointees, repeatedly suggested that Trump was seeking special treatment. The judges indicated through their questioning that they were likely to side with the Justice Department, which has sought an immediate end to a special master review process that it says has unnecessarily delayed its investigation into the presence of classified documents at Mar-a-Lago. It was not immediately clear when the court might rule. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Breaking news at townhall.com. Republican Representative Valdeo has won California's Central Valley vote. Here's congressional correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Republican Congressman David Valdeo has defeated Democrat Rudy Salas in a Central Valley district, overcoming strong Democratic registration advantage and fallout from his vote to impeach then-President Donald Trump. With 98% of the ballots counted Monday night, Valdeo had 52% of the vote to 48% for Salas, or a margin of about 4,500 votes. Republicans have regained control of the House. With Valdeo's victory, Republicans will hold 219 seats next year, Democrats 212. Counting is not yet finished on a handful of other undecided races. Bernie Bennett reporting.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy called on Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to resign over his handling of the U.S.-Mexico border. He warns GOP lawmakers will consider impeachment next year if he does not step down voluntarily. More on these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning. This is KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone number 605-4567. Please write that down and think about what you're thankful for. It's Wednesday morning, the day before Thanksgiving. This is Trish Clark, and my co-host this morning is Baron Browning.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
And we're just here today with no agendas as per se. We're just talking about all the things that we have to be thankful for, living in Shasta County, California, and having the life that we are so privileged to have here. It's 48 degrees in downtown Redding. We're looking for a high today of 70 degrees, a low of 49. Thanksgiving Day, sunny, a high of 73, a low of 44, increasing clouds tomorrow night. On Friday, mostly sunny, a high of 68, slight chance of showers, a low of 44. On Saturday, a slight chance of showers, a high of 69, and a low of 41. And on Sunday, mostly sunny, mostly cloudy with a low around 30 night Sunday night. We're not having any rain on Sunday. That's not going to be okay because we have too many big events happening. Christmas is starting in Anderson, and we just are not going to have any rain.
That's right.
That's just how it's going to be. And then on Monday, a slight chance of showers, partly sunny with a high near 54. And we're actually looking for some rain in the next week, and that's going to be wonderful because we certainly need that to move forward. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. It's locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. And we're thankful that we have Shasta Gas Propane in the city of Anderson.
Yes,
we enjoy them, and they're just lovely people individually. So we're thankful that they're in our community, and they're serving Shasta County.
Absolutely.
All right.
Love our great businesses.
Well, and let's talk about that. You know, if you're looking to start a business, I'm thankful for the staff that we have at the city of Anderson and the mindset that the council has instilled in that staff that we're there to serve the public and that they're there, to make things possible to move forward. I'm thankful for that staff and the council that's been there and the new council that's going to be coming in, that they've instilled that mindset into that city that if you want to do business in Anderson, we're there to help you become successful.
We got Mimi.
We have a phone call. Mimi, good morning.
Hey, you guys. Good morning. I'm so glad to be able to share my thoughts with you today.
Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, I'm just, I'm thankful for the two of you because y'all have given so much of yourselves over the years to our community and done it with integrity and with poise and grace. And I'm just really thankful for y'all, and I'm thankful that that we get to have the quality people in our community like you, and that makes all of us want to be better at what we do.
Thank you so much, Mimi.
Mimi, we're just striving to be like you.
Well, I think we have that thing in common. We are a generous community, and we give so much of ourselves, and that's what our identity is. And I don't think y'all get thanked enough for what you do, and especially Carl and Linda with the forum that they have with this station. It's just so great, and it just makes me feel good and thankful today that I can move on with my day because I've got two amazing people who are that I could have thanked today, and I did it.
All right. Thanks so much, Mimi, and happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. Okay, we have another phone call. We have Robert on the phone. Good morning, Robert. Roberta.
Good morning.
Robert. Robert.
Robert.
Yeah, I'm in touch with my feminine side, but even I have my limits, but I'm done.
Well, we're thankful for that, Robert.
There's a glare on the glass. It's hard for me to see the sign.
Oh, well, don't worry about it. Anyway, I just wanted to let you guys know when it comes to being thankful, although things have been a bit rough with COVID and everything, but I've got my health can under the category of 2 out of 3 ain't bad. I had cataract surgery about 4 months ago, and both of my eyes are 20/20 for the first time in over 30 years.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And then there was a cancer screening that had to go by the wayside because of COVID, which I just had at the end of September, and my PSA blood count is so low that I figure my mom and dad's grandchildren are stuck with me being a pain in the neck to them for the duration.
The blood work also
revealed that unfortunately my A1C puts me on the shady side of pre-diabetes, but like all those things on PBS say during pledge break, if it's caught early, there's a good chance it's reversible, and I'm working on it. So I figure 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Yeah.
There you go.
And it is reversible with some diet. Absolutely.
Yep. And I'm working on that part, and while we're at it, go Navy, beat Army. Hoorah.
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 Thanks.
Great. Thank you. Thank you, and happy Thanksgiving to you. That's great. This is good. So I'm sure you're out there thinking, come on, join us, 605-4567. So much to be thankful for and this great community we live in. I do want to give a shout out to Carl and Linda, because they've created this forum here for the last 12 years. I mean, what they say, they had a 5-year plan, a 10-year plan, and now it's a 20-year plan. And it's not easy starting a small business, and certainly in the atmosphere that they did and keeping it going and given this wonderful platform. During the last election, was so thankful to be able to get all that wonderful information about the candidates. And if you've got something you want to talk about and you Carl will give you the spot to come on. Doesn't need to agree with it. It's both sides. You can air whatever you want to. But that's something to be really thankful for in this day and age that you can say, I mean, I'm so thankful they give me an opportunity to come on and share with the community and give my thoughts on almost any subject. And what a blessing. I mean, where else can I live in the whole world where I would have that opportunity to be a part of this community and continue doing and completing with everything?
And bigger than the show, they're just an amazing couple.
Oh, they absolutely
constantly
are.
Give of their time, through different organizations and fundraisers and all the stuff they do and support within this community outside of this radio station is just amazing.
Well, and you and Pearl are both part of the Reading Rodeo Association. You were just talking about you're going to Las Vegas for a function that has to do with the Reading Rodeo Association.
Yeah, a conference that the NFR puts on next week starts Monday night, and then we'll be in meetings all day Tuesday and Wednesday. So we're just blessed to be able to go do that. And like I said earlier, I'm blessed to be able to spend a week with my wife on vacation. And I know she's very grateful, too, because we haven't taken a vacation in 5 years. So she's super happy.
Well, there you go. And you know, we stop and think about the things that we still enjoy in this community that that other parts of the world just don't have. I mean, rodeo, for one thing. I mean, that's not something that every community still enjoys, and we're able to continue to have those lifestyles that Shasta County's made up of. We have, like we talked yesterday about the Skur area, the kind of populated, dense populated areas where the cities are. And then you fan out and you go in, and we're a very rural, lots of farming, lots of timber, lots of vacant, beautiful green fields and opportunities to just be outdoors and streams and rivers. I remember that there's so many streams in Shasta County. Every time you turn around, you're crossing a stream. I always like to tell a story that when I was on the Board of Supervisors, you always can't learn to count to three. You got to be able to count to three because you don't make anything happen on your own. Doesn't get it done.
No.
You got to get two other people at least to agree with you and a staff person to help you go through the process. I had a because of the streams, back to the story, and some of you have heard me tell this story before. Every time you turn around, you're crossing the stream, and I'm constantly looking for a map when we first moved here. What stream is that? So when I got on the board, I talked to Dick Curry, who was the public works director at that time, and I asked him about putting signs on the streams. We can't name bridges. I said, I don't want to name the bridge. I just want to identify the stream. Well, it was a big project, and we didn't get through. I went through Dick Curry, Bill Lyman, Ron Hill. I think there was another public works director in between there, and with each one, I went to them and tried to get that on, and I never could make that happen. I couldn't get them to understand. I didn't want to name the bridge. I didn't want to make anybody mad. It wasn't a big deal. It was just a little sign identifying the creek. So you will note as you travel through Shasta County, there is a sign on all of those bridges.
Yes.
That identify the stream. Well, I want to thank Pat Minturn for that because I said to Bob, okay, I'm going to try one more when Pat was made the public works director. And I went in, and gosh, she thought it was a great idea and talked about how we could make it happen through no new funding streams or anything. You could just have it done in the shop, and we'd, you know, have a few take us a while to get up. We'd have to have volume requirements about how much flow and blah, blah, blah about the different streams. And so sure enough, we did that. And the first one went up in District 5 on Deschutes or Durst, on Durst Road. That was the first one that went up there on Stillwater Creek, I believe. And so those signs I accomplished all by myself without a vote of the other board. It never went to the board. We just did it. So thank you, Pat Minturn. That was a great thing. And as I cross the bridges, I think of that all the time. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Why do you need an updated COVID-19 booster? Because your risk of getting very sick goes up with age, and boosters can help lower the chance of severe outcomes. Visit the Wintu Cultural Tribal Center at 4755 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake on Saturday, December 3rd from 12 noon until 6:30 p.m., keeping your immunity strong. This community clinic is brought to you by the California Department of Public Health and MyTurn.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years,
I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken, soups, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m. with happy hour from 3 to 5, and don't miss their fantastic weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
It's time to put a stop to boring Christmases, gift giving, and mass-produced items, and take a trip to Memory Lane. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage makes gift giving easy. We have something for everyone. Antique carnival glass, superhero collectibles, beautiful jewelry, vintage clothing, and best of all, it's all in one location. You don't have to break the budget this holiday season to give somebody something they'll cherish. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
I don't know, sometimes I love the music. I can just go ahead and listen to the whole song. It's KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's Wednesday morning, the day before Thanksgiving. We're having a We're Thankful Day, and we'd love to have you give us a call at 605-4567. Just, I have enjoyed listening to the people that have called in. Let's get some more calls. I know you're out there because I get such positive comments from people as I go around the community about Thursday morning, which I usually do. This is Trish Clark this morning, and Baron Browning is my co-host.
Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
And we're just having a great time talking about all the things that there are to be thankful about living in Shasta County and the lives that we are fortunate enough to have here with all the negative that we think about and work on every day. We need to concentrate on all of the positive things that are going on in our community. And that's kind of what we're doing this morning. Thankful for all that great music. You know, sometimes I just, I think it's so important that we have the opportunity to listen to the kind of music we want to listen to or all those things. And we have great performances around this community on a regular basis, things going on. You know, gosh, we've got the auditorium where they have great shows and the theater. We haven't talked about that in a long time. People say there's nothing to do, but there's something going on all the time in this community and events like music. You know, there's some web pages that you can go to on Facebook and what have you about entertainment. I know there's that, I'm trying to think of the name of the guy that he goes around to all the new restaurants and everything and talks about.
Oh, Redding Buzz.
Redding Buzz, yes.
Yeah.
You know,
very grateful for him.
Very grateful for him, and he's highlighting, constantly giving you better, good ideas about restaurants you haven't tried out or venues you haven't tried out. See, I like to dance, and it used to be that there was no place to dance. Gosh, there's music darn near every night of the week someplace in Shasta County where you can go and dance, listen to music, what have you. So many opportunities. Also remind you that this coming first weekend in December, Shasta College's annual Christmas tree sale. And they're there until the trees are sold out. That's the first weekend in December. And then they also have the Country Christmas Fair the first weekend in December from 9 to 4. And that's at Shasta College as well. So mark those things on your calendar and be sure and go out there the first weekend in December.
And also the first week in December at the Craig Spafford State Farm, the empty lot next to him, the Anderson FFA will also have their Christmas trees for sale there. And, you know, you can get a lot of information if you go to Reading Recreation or the City of Anderson, either one of those Facebook pages. There's a whole lineup of what's going on for the holiday season with the parades in Anderson and Reading and all the different fun events. I was just looking on the Reading Recreational page, and there's a whole Find the Reindeer where you go out with your kids and you really are doing a scavenger hunt trying to find all the 8 reindeer that are located around Reading that are currently lost. I implore you to go and look at those Facebook pages and take your family out and enjoy our great communities that are out here with those events that are coming up.
And there's so much of that, and we're so fortunate to still live in a community where we can go and do all of those wonderful things. There's always a list that shows the houses that are decorated all over Shasta County. I just encourage you, if you didn't think about it early enough to book a limousine, which I was, every year I'm going to do that and I don't, but just get a group together and go around and have a map and go around and GPS it. And gosh, it's so worth your while to go and look at the marvelous displays that are out there. You can spend a couple of evenings driving around and looking at the efforts that your neighbors have made and go by and just take a look at them. Some start a little early. I know on my street on Marmac, I laugh because we got a couple of houses decorated to the hilt. I mean, already, and I'm like, okay, I could wait till after Thanksgiving before I do Christmas, but hey, whatever floats your boat.
Well, encourage them to go on the Anderson Community Economic Development page, and register their home, because all of those addresses will be on that page and we'll publish where all of those lights are that are put in for that contest. And that way there's even more houses for them or businesses to go see.
All right, perfect, because they're decked out and she loves her holidays, and I always admire that. There's one right around the corner from me that has just started. I see they've been getting the stuff ready. Makes you smile.
Right. And there's several Facebook pages that all they do is talk about lights and where to go and where to get to see them also. Make sure you scour around social media and figure out all those are, because that's a lot of fun.
Oh, and take your kids and just get together with another couple if it's, you know, and make an evening of it, and just it's fun.
Right. Get the hot chocolate. Roll around, see all the great lights in all the communities.
Absolutely, because they are all over, and I've done it a couple, 3 times, and again, I always say I'm going to get one of those limousines and book it, and I again failed to do that. Maybe next year. But
well, there's the Red Barn here in Reading. There's Dan Ferry's house out in Anderson. I mean, there's some amazing. Those are the two that I remember that are just stand out every year, but.
Yeah, they're wonderful.
And the Red Barn also donates all of the money they raise to the Salvation Army. And typically it's around $10,000 a year.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. So there's so much, and you know, we're fortunate we don't have terrible weather. So.
Shelley.
There's a glare on the window here. Shelley, welcome.
Hello. So I'm thankful for you, Trish, when you host the shows, because you always bring a good variety.
Thank you.
And the other thing I'm thankful for is that political season is over.
And you and me both.
What a beautiful, respectful, polite, mature campaign that Chris and Barron ran, and I believe that both of them are community champions. So
thank you, Shelley.
I'm very thankful for both of their service.
Well, and I'm thankful for the same thing, Shelley. I appreciated the race the way it all worked out, and I'm looking forward to watching it all from afar now.
It was very, very refreshing.
Thank you.
Thank you, Shelley. We're thankful
for
you.
The other thing I want to let you guys know about is I heard you talking about the Christmas stuff. So Palisade Grove Country Christmas has theirs on Friday, December 2nd.
Oh, nice.
Thank you.
In the Palisade Hall Holiday Shopping Center. So
Okay.
I've been hearing you guys talk about how passionate you are about Anderson, but I'm very passionate about Palos Cedro, so I throw that out there.
Yeah,
I appreciate that.
I will look right now. I know Cottonwood has one, too, so I'll look on there as well. But thank you, Shelly.
Yeah, thank you for bringing that to our attention and remind people if you're in the Palos Cedro community, that's December 2nd, they're going to be having their Christmas tree lighting. And, you know, Shingletown has one, Cottonwood has one. And if you're in those communities, that's a great thing, and we're thankful that you called in, Shelly. Thank you so much.
Have a good day, guys.
Thank you.
Happy
Thanksgiving.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So, yeah, because Shingletown has, they always have one, and Cottonwood has one, and the communities come out. It's great to see the little kids. They all have a Santa Claus. I miss that. I used to go to all of them, and I've got great pictures over the years of all the different Santas that sometimes I knew who they were and sometimes I didn't. And so every once in a while I'll run into somebody now and they'll say, oh, well, you sat on my lap in 19 such and such. And I go, oh, got to be one of the Santas from someplace around.
So Cottonwood Christmas is Saturday, November 26th from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Local vendors, food trucks, family activities. There's a kiddie parade and a tree lighting.
Nice.
So that's an all-day affair. You can go down there and do some
local.
And that's on Small Business Saturday.
Oh, nice.
Right. So that's Saturday, November 26th. So you can go down there and help out some small businesses and do some Christmas shopping.
That's always just such a fun event
it's packed every year. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Down there on Front Street, where I love that old street where with all the old buildings and the high sidewalks and it's just such a reminder of the past and the what we still are able to enjoy in that town of Cottonwood. And you know, we have so many communities in Shasta County. We actually only have three incorporated cities. A lot of people don't understand the difference, but those small communities have an identity of their own, even though they're just towns or just communities. They're part of the unincorporated area, but they have their own identity. And we have a lot of those communities in Shasta County.
Yes, we do. I'm looking for Shingletowns now. They do have a Thanksgiving feast. Oh, sorry, that was last Saturday.
Yeah, okay, there's got to be somebody from Shingletown listening. Give us a call and let us know when your tree lighting ceremony is going to take place. We're going to take a pause for right now. This portion of the show has been brought to us by Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. One of my favorite places to shop if you're looking for something special for that special someone coming up. We're thankful that they've been here for so long. Leonard will be there. The previous owner, he comes in during December. It's always nice to go back and visit with Leonard. Four Winds Jewelers, your only full-service jewelry store in Reading. We'll be right back after these messages. When you knock on my door.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Shasta Beam is happy to announce that we have finally added 10 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from Shasta Beam Wireless Internet bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream at home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right. Free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competitors' startup costs. And there are no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call ShastaBeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to readingcivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive presale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Great selection of music this morning. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Give us a call at 605-4567. It's Trish Clark and Baron Browning this morning, and we're just doing what are we thankful for? And it's finding so much to be thankful for, this wonderful community we live in, the people that make up this community. And if you're not a part of that volunteer group and the people who come in and out of Shasta County on a regular basis, then you need to start thinking about figuring out a way to be that way. So please give us a call and tell us what you're thankful for at 605-4567. And think about something that you can volunteer to do to be a part of. I'm going to tell you that you get so much more out of being a part of making something happen than you put into it.
Absolutely. I love all the organizations that my wife and I belong to and get to be a part of. So I implore you to go out and find out what you're interested in and go join a club or a group and help make a difference in your community.
So you've got to have an interest. Maybe your interest is in books or, oh my gosh, the Historical Society down in Anderson. They've got so many opportunities, and they need help cataloging a lot of that stuff and being the docents to take people through. So much to learn from those people that are dedicated to the history of our communities.
Yep.
So if you're interested in history, there's all those opportunities, historical societies. If you're interested in the senior population, gosh, there's so many places that you can make a difference in phone lines or maybe just volunteering. You can come down and volunteer at ETC in Anderson, the thrift store that helps keep the Frontier Senior Center open. I'm so thankful for all of those volunteers at ETC, those wonderful ladies and gentlemen who work day in and day out. And I'm just telling you this, they love what they're doing, and they're the ones that keep the Frontier Senior Center open for all of our seniors.
Absolutely.
So.
We have Janice on the line.
Good morning, Janice.
Hello. I'd like to put out thankfulness for radio here in this area. I'm a radio nut. I have my little sea crane Skyway around me all the time. First of all, KCNR in the morning, and a little, and sometimes I flip over to 105.7.
Yes.
And then I listen to KPIP, and my Christian music, I really like 90.5 and Bernie. And then sometimes the Catholic station. And when I go up to Portland area, the stations are just not, there's not a good morning, you know, newsy show like KCNR, and the Christian music is very whatever. But I really, and of course I listen to NPR for other things too. So I really have a good time listening to about 8 different stations throughout the week.
Well, good for you. See, and that's something I hadn't thought about. But you're right. We have an opportunity here that they don't have in other communities.
Yep.
Yes. Yeah. So, and I've won so many tickets. My friends are just shocked. My first 2 weeks I even moved here, I got a ticket.
All right. Yeah. And they do give away a lot of things on certainly on KCNR, and I think they do on KQMS as well. So, well, we're thankful that you called in, Janice, and let us know that. You have a happy Thanksgiving.
Happy
you
Thanksgiving,
thank
Janice.
You. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, thank you. See, now I know that there's people listening out there. As I say, I appreciate your comments when I go through the community, and some will say when I'm in a Costco or in the grocery store, gee, I like Thursday mornings. And so I know that you're out there. So give us a call at 605-4567 and tell us what you're thankful for.
Yeah, and there's Rodney Carrington. He'll be here Friday night at the Reading Civic.
Oh, okay.
So I'll be working, so buy a ticket and come and see me.
Oh, you volunteer at the...
No, it's security.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my security company, which I didn't talk about earlier.
Okay, now let's talk about that now, because we talked about... We have another call.
We have Dennis.
Dennis, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are y'all doing?
We're doing great.
I just want to say I'm thankful that I do live in Anderson. After taking 2 years of surveying all over Northern California for a place to move to from the Santa Rosa area, I chose Anderson, best move we ever made 20 years ago.
Oh, see, there you go. Yeah.
And Dennis is an Anderson Rotarian as well.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much.
Crab feed.
Clam chowder guy.
There you
That's
go.
That's right.
There you go. All right. Well,
he holds the John Shera clam chowder recipe.
Whoa.
Big shoes to fill, but he has done a magnificent job, and we're looking forward to this year's as well.
Well, and the tickets are out there.
Only took John 16 years to teach me how to do it.
Well, that recipe is about perfection, so it was 16 perfect years to train you.
Thanks, Baron.
I'm with you, buddy.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving.
So the Anderson Crab Feed is January 14th this year.
Tickets are available?
Yeah, tickets are available. You can get them at through Spherion Staffing there in Anderson or any Rotarian.
Absolutely, and a lot of the Rotarians have been sending out their emails. They're out there. You need to buy your tickets early because they always sell out, and make sure
1,000 of your closest friends.
Exactly.
Literally
it's just it's a great opportunity. We so enjoy that is the kickoff of the crab season in Shasta County. It's the first crab feed and guaranteed to have a great time. It's now noisy. We love it. It's just a fun place to be. So we'll go to the phone now. Rich, we have on the line. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Hey, I'm thankful actually for, this Monday through Friday 7 to 9 show. They give citizens, the ability to speak their minds. Baron, thank you for a very good, respectful race. And I'm mostly thankful for all the patriots and God-fearing people in Shasta County who are continuing to fight for freedom and liberty. Everybody have a good holiday season. Goodbye.
Thank you so much, Rich. We appreciate that. See, I know you people are out there.
Happy Thanksgiving, Rich.
Happy Thanksgiving, and that's just great. Oh, gosh, the phones are going, and this is so rewarding. I just knew we could get the people to you. I know you're out there because I know what the numbers are, and we're thankful that you're calling. And give us a call at 605-4567. We've still got
another 15
minutes.
Well, they had to have their coffee, so after 8 o'clock.
Get warm, and we got the crowd warmed up a little bit. So this is great that because that's what we're all about this morning is you know, a lot's going on in our country and a lot of things have changed, and we need to continue to try to change those things we can, and make a difference in the ways that we can, and we have all those opportunities. But in the meantime, there's so many things to be thankful for that are going right and that are good in our community, and we so appreciate those.
And you can get all of the information that we talked about, all the holiday events coming up. Palisito Chamber of Commerce, Cottonwood Chamber of Commerce, Shasta Lake City Chamber of Commerce. You can get all of those there. And then the City of Reading recreational page and the City of Anderson's Facebook page. All of the events going on in all of those cities are on all of those pages.
Exactly. And so do a little research, and instead of just sitting home and not having anything to do, get some of your friends, if you're, you know, this time of year, we always remember that there are people that are in the community, not only the poor people that perhaps are, you know, have some issues that, but there's just people out there that are not necessarily, economically starved, but they're alone. They don't have family. Their spouse is gone. We have a lot of those people in the community. And I always remind everybody, look around your community, look around your neighborhood. And if you have people out there that you know are going to be alone for the holidays, you're fixing that great big meal with the stuffing and the turkey and the whole thing. You know, invite your neighbor to join you, or at the very least, yes, if they don't want to do that, take them a plate at dinner time and share what you are so blessed to have with someone else in your neighborhood. Look
Absolutely.
Around. They're out there.
And if you don't have a place to go, we have Mr. Taco tomorrow. We'll be serving free Thanksgiving meals at Mr. Taco in Anderson.
Oh, there you go.
So if you don't have a place to go, they've gotten a ton of donations. I got to take mine over there this morning a little bit later. But get over there and have a meal with some friends.
Okay, and let's go to Lori. Good morning, Lori.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Wanted to give a gratitude thank you to all the medical people that came forward this past year at the different Board of Supervisor meetings, some of the ER doctors. Very brave of them and very courageous of them to come forward and share what they see, observe, witness, and all the rest. They're risking their careers, if not more. And of course, not just Shasta County, but this is happening. But that's I'm most grateful for the people that have enormous ethics, morals, and they get to look at themselves in the mirror each day.
There you go.
And that's what I'd like to share. That whole experience with COVID has broken up a lot of families, you know, all of that. And if people want to watch the new documentary, Suddenly Died, 1 hour, just came out two days ago, we need to get over the mistreatment of people that either took one, two, three, four, five, and just, you know, hopefully they got a dud batch. Or the frozen material wasn't as frozen, but this is a very serious thing in my life, what I'm doing, trying to advocate for honesty, integrity, and people that took the oath. And so I'm grateful that we've got still some brave people coming forward and sharing.
Thank you, Lori.
Happy Thanksgiving, Lori.
Yep, thank you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show has been brought to us by Northern Firearms. Instruction, Ted Leidy and his team of professional NRA instructors provide the most complete CCW training in Northern California. They provide for firearms rental, ammunition for Shasta County residents who take a basic CCW course. Register online at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 999-1822. We'll be right back after these messages.
Put your name at the top of his list, and started shaking her fist, and the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be hell when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you. But all brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Reading Kia would like to express their gratitude to all of our veterans and those currently enlisted for the service to our country. Stop by Reading Kia and see their exciting new lineup of fuel-saving hybrids, like the 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid, the 2023 Kia Sportage Hybrid, and the 2023 Kia Sorento Hybrid. All come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Happy holidays from Reading Kia. ReadingKia.com. KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Reading Garden of Lights, taking place November 18th through January 8th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Reading, California. Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Reading Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay, presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Shasta College is now offering 2 years of free tuition for full-time students. The Shasta College Promise Program is perfect for that returning student looking to complete a degree or certificate. Spring semester begins January 17th. Advance your career, learn a new skill, or get transfer ready this year. Shasta College offers more 8-week compressed, fully online, or in-person classes available to easily fit your schedule. Classes fill quickly. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu today or give us a call. The opportunity of a lifetime is now.
And there you go, KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Got 15 minutes left here to get in your calls at 605-4567. And I'm thankful that Carl has that great song to lead in this last portion of the show. And we're thankful for Liam that he remembers all that and plays this great music. I just am so blessed to be able to be a part of this great radio station and visit with you people on a regular basis. And thank you all out there for calling and being a part of the show today. You got time for some more calls at 605-4567. So, Baron, we've tried a couple of times to talk about your other business.
Yes.
And so tell us about that business.
So Arden Security, me and my partner have been together now a couple of years. And we really focused on event security. So we do the rodeos. We have a contract with the Civic, and so we do all of their functions, and events that go on. But we've branched out this last year and, are doing some, government work up in Mount Shasta. And then we just took over a location on Lake Boulevard, where the 99, where the dollar store is. So we just took over that, mall right there. Super excited. Our guys are, very proactive. And I know, RPD's been very grateful that we're there because it's a high, trafficked area.
Okay. So
in that segment on Lake Boulevard.
So security. And so if you've got, a place that you rent out, for functions or what have you and need security, they could call you and,
yep,
and arrange to have that. I know when we have the PP, what do they call it? The public service things down, we have the city of Frontier Senior Center.
Yes.
They set up when they have the power outages.
Yep.
And I know you guys come over and provide the security for that facility.
Yeah, we, twofold, the staffing side sets it all up and, the security company secures it.
So back to see the opportunities. I'm just saying that if you have a creative mind and don't want to, I mean, perhaps your job that you've had forever has gone away. Be creative. Think of something. There's ways to start that business, to do something starting in your garage or what have you, to start small and create a new job, something if you're able to do something you enjoy and make money doing that, I mean, that's the best of all worlds.
Absolutely.
And so I was fortunate enough always to be able to do gosh, whatever I was doing, I really enjoyed, and I had several different careers, none of which that I particularly planned in advance or said, I'm going to be.
Right. I didn't either. I agree.
You know, and it's so much for, I think life is what happens while you're busy planning what you're going to do.
That's right.
And because I never certainly intended to own a metal detector business. I mean, that was a little outreach. Be an elected official for 20 years?
Agreed.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
That certainly was nothing I set out or planned to be, but came about through the Chamber of Commerce. Let life open up for you and kind of stop thinking you're controlling it and moving forward and listen to that inner voice and make a change and have some faith in yourself and your family to make a difference in your own life, because you're really the only one that can. It's something
the
to be
doors
thankful.
Open, you just got to be willing to walk through them, right? And then the other part of that is don't force the door open. It never goes well.
Yeah.
when it's your plan versus the plan that's supposed to happen, it never goes the way you think it's going to go.
That's exactly right.
Because yeah. I'm with you. I would never plan on being in staffing. I never plan on being in security. In fact, I never plan on being with Budweiser and, you know, a couple Fortune 500 companies that I was an executive for. I didn't plan any of those. That's just the way life worked out for me. And all of that got started. And I want to thank the United States Marine Corps, because that's where, you know, after joining that, that's the one thing I did plan. After going to them, those other things fell into place. And I never thought that I would be in those, in all of these segments of my life, and especially politics.
Well, there you go. That was, I think some of it, you know, they talk about career politicians, and I don't question for a moment that in fact sometimes people set out to be politicians. Certainly was not my case.
Mine either.
I kind of stumbled into that, and I can remember my husband.
In fact, I blame you and Norma.
Well, exactly. You know, I can remember when this whole thing came up with my husband, and he said, okay, he said, are you going to do what?
Exactly.
But that was kind of his reaction when I said I was going to start a metal detector store in my house, too. I can remember he said, well, I don't know. I guess the only thing we can end up owning a whole lot of metal detectors. those of you who out in the community, I know some of you are still around that remember my husband, Bob. And boy, talk about thankful. I'm so thankful that God put him in my life for 36 years. And I wish for everyone that they would have a marriage like that and a relationship with someone as strong as the relationship that Bob and I had. I'm so thankful for that. The memories, you know, my son Rick that came as a result of that, and my grandkids. So lots to be thankful for that God has been good to me. And I appreciate that so much.
Yeah, I'm so grateful for my life since we moved to this area in 2005. It started with Anderson Rotary, and got to meet all the great people that I got to meet. But then the people that really I've surrounded my life with, my inner circle, you and Norma and John Shara, and Anderson Rotary and that family, I would not be here without that. But I do want to give a special shout out and thank you to the council people that I've been involved with for the last 8 years, and the transformation, that the vision that was set forth even before us, and that continued looking forward, thinking and moving forward in a different direction, and not losing sight of the end game, that really to make a fun family town,
mm-hmm.
and a place that
community.
Yeah. Everybody that wanted to be there. And that started with public safety. And really it's just simple economics. You know, you start with public safety and then people want to move there. And when people move there, businesses want to come there. And so, that's really the transformation. But I'm super blessed with the life that I have today. And I'm so looking forward, to the next chapter.
Absolutely. You know, I have so many things to be thankful for. I could go on and on forever. Certainly the friends that I have in this community, and I can't begin to start naming all the people that have my back or I know would be there for me, even though I literally don't have family, if you would say that, in the area at all. I don't have a lot of close family anyplace. I mean, my son and my grandsons, and I have one sister, so I don't have a lot. I've got some nephews and what have you, but But there's so many people in this community that I know would be there for me, and lifelong friends, and friends that just make me happy when I see them in the community. And all of you, you know who they are, and I treasure those relationships that I've built over the years, and I'm surprised sometimes by the people who reach out to me that I didn't realize I'd made such an impression on their life. And that's
right.
That's such a humbling thing. I don't know that there are that many people out there that are as blessed as I am. I think I'm just very fortunate, and I
absolutely
thank everybody for that. It's great. So we've got just a couple, 3 minutes left here. There's certainly time for one more phone call if you're just dying to let us know something.
Yeah, and you know, from the staffing side, the one thing that we've done really well, which we've, you know, what I wanted to do from the beginning is really giving those second chances to those people that went a different direction for a little while and decided they want to get better and move on and get a job. And I appreciate every one of them. I'm still in contact with many of them today that have now moved on to their permanent career in life and enjoying their now new families today. But I appreciated the opportunity to help mentor them through some job experiences. So
well,
that's probably one of the biggest blessings of having the staffing side.
Yeah, and you're right, because it's not about giving something to someone, a hand up. Nobody's,
that's right.
We shouldn't be about giving handouts. But as a community, we're so giving and so willing to help people who want to help themselves.
Right.
So many opportunities out there, and we're so grateful to live in a community that if you want to do something, you want to accomplish something, you can make it happen. And there are people there that will help you if you just reach out to so many different opportunities to make a difference in your life. And aren't we blessed that we're able to be a part of that community? And Seth, I love the comments from the lady that talked about the different radio stations she lived
yes.
to. What a great thing. I mean, we don't all watch TV or we don't all do the same thing, but thankful for those that can make a difference and in our lives. Thankful for all of you. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving Day. We'll be having a best of on the next 2 days. Thank you all for listening this morning, and thank you all for those that called. We so appreciate it. Baron, loved sharing the show with you. My best to you and your family. Have a great turkey day, and be thinking of me as you're making that stuffing in the morning. And know that
I will. We have a plan for next year, Trish.
Yes, we
you
do.
You and I do.
Yes, we do. All right. So this
happy
is KCNR 96.5 FM. Thank you for joining us. Happy Thanksgiving, and just thank you for being there. God bless America.
And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.